Big game tomorrow in Dyersville, Iowa. Field of Dreams game and all of the emotions that are conjured up when you think about that. If you're a fan of the movie or just a fan of baseball, it's a pretty cool thing to see the White Sox facing off with the New York Yankees there in Dyersville, Iowa. In the midst of a cornfield, right? It's right there in a spot. And you wonder the history here, how this all came to be. And it was the vision of a woman named Denise Stillman. She's a healthcare consultant, businesswoman from Oak Lawn, who led a group of investors back in the day, several years ago, almost 10 years ago, with this idea of turning it into a mecca for youth baseball, making it like a Cooperstown in the Midwest, and yes, even featuring Major League Baseball one day. So much has happened. The story, I said before, reads like a movie. I mean, there are lawsuits, there's financial troubles, they're barely making payments on the land, and all kinds of things happened. And sadly, a rare and aggressive form of cancer eventually took Denise Stillman's life in 2018. But her husband, Tom Mietzel, joins us now to tell us a little more about this. Tom, thank you for joining the show. It is such an incredible thing that it is finally happening tomorrow, right? The game. We're all excited about it.
It is really exciting. And as you said, it all started in the mind of one woman with vision and courage. And, I mean, you're out there. I was out there earlier today. And you look at MLB in a cornfield in Iowa, hundreds of jobs, millions of dollars in economic activity, and creating really a legacy that it's just amazing what you can accomplish when you put your mind to it. And so I've been honored to help push my wife's legacy forward and to finally get MLB to out here to play. And they've been a great partner to us.
Yeah, I hear you. And there's so many people excited about being out there and what this means and how exciting it is. You know, it's more than just a baseball field. There's a lot more kind of emotion and story behind it.
Well, if it was just a baseball field, it wouldn't be. It would just be a baseball field. It holds a special place in the American psyche and the American heart because it represents what's great about this country, and I think it represents what people are looking for. They're looking for, you know, family time, time with friends, connection, forgiveness. I think it speaks to, you know, everybody a little bit differently, but it's what it brings to conjures in your mind and your feelings as much as it is a baseball field, and I think that's why we're still relevant 32 years after the movie.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I've heard that baseball pilgrims have been trekking to near the site where the movie was made. And I mean, people are going there trying to see if they can feel that feeling. You know, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. You know, that whole, all the lines in the movie coming back to them and the magic that's sort of portrayed and conjured up in our minds. It's interesting to think about, though, and I wonder, Tom, what do you, I mean, that site couldn't be used for this. You needed another site, and that's the one that your wife was instrumental in purchasing and putting her vision for. Did she really see Major League Baseball, a game happening there? She saw that?
She did. I mean, The major league field is on our land, but it's not. But it's about a quarter mile from our actual field of dreams. So when the corn's up, you can hardly even see the major league field. So yeah, they didn't, you know, do anything to the field of dreams, and they built a special field out there for it. But it is super very exciting to actually see that coming together. And the fans tomorrow are going to have an experience. Major League, I can't let the cat out of the bag, but Major League Baseball has got some wonderful things planned for the fans. And it's going to be a real pleasure to actually be out there and see this come together. Because in 2015, she had this vision. And we couldn't do it at that point. MLB came out and met with us, but we couldn't do it at that point because the structure of our financing didn't allow it. Mm-hmm. However, she was working on getting it refinanced, and what had happened was that she was given a terminal diagnosis in April of 2017. And right after we got that diagnosis, we literally checked out of the hospital and drove to Iowa to meet with the banker, mm-hmm, to sign a new loan on the property so that she could then bring MLB out.
Wow.
And so she knew she wasn't going to live to see it based on the diagnosis. We did everything we could, obviously, but she didn't live to see it, but she was working every day. I mean, she lost the ability to speak, you know, toward the end, and she was emailing and texting up until almost the time she passed away, because she saw this as something that was not only special for, you know, in her heart, but also for all the people it could affect, for the city and for the great feelings that this conjures up. So knowing, I mean, the woman had courage, because most people would be focused solely on their, on themselves. And she was so committed to this and making this happen that she, while we worked on her health as best we could, at some point she wanted to make sure that she left this. And so a few months after she passed away in November of 2018. She did beat the odds for liver cancer, living longer than they expected. But she passed away in November of 2018, and I signed a deal with Major League Baseball on in 2019. And I'm following her vision. I mean, she was the visionary. I'm just pretty good at, you know, making some, making, putting things one in front of the other and getting things done. But this is all for her, and it's her vision. And I think, you know, she's the one that deserves the credit for making it happen.
Yeah, I hear you. It is such a, I mean, to see that her vision has been fulfilled is got to feel pretty incredible for the whole family. Did she know that there was going to be a Major League Baseball game? I'm not sure I understand that. Did she feel as if that was going to happen, even though it wasn't signed yet upon her death?
We were pretty close to a deal, and when she was really ill, she said, told me to do my best and do what I could to make it happen. And I made her a promise that I would, and I've been able to fulfill that promise for her. And tomorrow will be the you know, the fruition of that vision.
Oh, and fast forward, yeah, to tomorrow. It's going to be a super exciting day out there. I'm seeing on the text line, our listeners are telling us, my daughter's team is coming from Austin, Texas, Cap City Cobras to play at Field of Dreams this month. Lots of other stuff going on there, too.
There is. We've had a wonderful year, and, you know, MLB, you know, Denise was a great marketer, and so we've really started to see increased traffic over the years, but there's no doubt that MLB has really put us back on the map. And as you mentioned, we have a vision for growth. The Field of Dreams does not get touched. I mean, that's just a special place, and we're not doing anything with that. But the investor group owns a lot of the land around there, so there's plenty of room to do some other things for boys and girls. I mean, boys and girls softball and hardball are going through the roof. And so we're going to be working with the teams, and we've actually had quite a few teams out this year as well. In fact, during our games, the kids actually, the championship games are held on the actual Field of Dreams for the kids when they're out for tournaments. So they all find that extremely special, and it gives them an incentive to try to do their best in the tournament.
It is very emotional, just the story you tell. I mean, any plans or anybody contact you yet to try to do another movie? Is another movie in the works, Tom? Because I can feel it.
No.
I'm like, I'm bawling over here when I first read about it.
Well, you know, I sometimes have a hard time talking about it, you know, because it's only been 3 years, so it still pulls on my heart quite a bit. But we've had some documentaries done and people's talking about that kind of thing. But if it happens, it happens. I'm just happy that I've been able to take it as far as I have and to get her vision fulfilled. And then we're going to focus on doing focusing on the rest of her vision and really turning this into a place that's even more significant in other people's minds.
Tom, let me ask you, because I know listeners are asking, are there still tickets available? What is it? It's a pretty small amount of, you know, the number of fans allowed there. What do you got? What can you tell us?
I heard, this is through the grapevine, I heard that some of the third-party ticket brokers may have them, but I didn't check. I mean, one of my friends called me and asked about it, and I said, well, I've heard this, and he looked online, and he said, yeah, well, they're asking a little bit for those tickets.
Yeah, they've gone up in price a bit, shall we say. There are a lot of people who like to be there tomorrow. I'm just happy you and your family are out there, and this all came to fruition. It's a beautiful story. It's amazing what your wife was able to pull off and what you've been able to do with her vision as well. So enjoy your time out there tomorrow. And I just want to say thanks. Thanks, Tom, for joining us here on WGN.
And thank you for having me.